Last Saturday, I had one of the scariest moments that I could remember in years. It happened early in the morning when my dad sent a text. I looked at my phone and it just simply read, "Mom is not doing well. We have placed her on hospice and we're trying to keep her comfortable." And I looked at that, and my dad would never send anything as a joke. And immediately fear rose within me, and I called my dad and there was no answer, which made the fear grow even more. I called all three of my brothers. None of them answered. My mind began to wander, thinking, well, maybe they're not answering because they're already traveling home. And then I just sent a text to my dad saying, "Call me." 15 minutes later, upon my iPhone comes across the name Dad. And I swipe the phone and I just simply say, "Dad, what's wrong with Mom? Where do I need to go?" And he replied, he says, "Nothing's wrong with Mom. Why are you worried?" And I said, "Well, the text you sent me said, Mom's not doing well." And then that's when I learned that my dad just tried for the very first time to copy and paste, thinking that this was from someone else as a friend. He wanted to inform me and just simply left it as the copy and paste. It scared the living bejeebies out of me. And my dad was very sympathetic and very sorry that that's what came across. But that is the whole part of it, though. You know, we have fears within us. We have things that can just make us scared in an instant. The loss of a loved one, whether it be a mother or a father, brother, sister, a child. There's those fears that just rise up within us. And when I went to pray on this, and tying in with our very gospel, there's something I fear even more than the loss of my own mother or my dad, or any of my brothers. It's being told by Jesus, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoer." That if at the moment of my death, Jesus was to turn to me and say, "I do not know where you are from, Father Drew. Depart from me now. You're an evildoer." How my heart would just rise up and be like, "I am never going to see my Creator." The fear of never being in the very vision of my Savior. The fear of being away from God for all eternity. That rises up within me. And I would maybe even turn to God and say, "Lord, you know where I'm from. You made me. I'm made in your image and likeness." And yet, my actions, though, were done in the way of being lived out as the image and likeness of the unholy Trinity. Me, myself, and I. That I lived only for me, wanting anything just for me, not thinking about what others may want. That I lived in such a way that I was only looking out for myself and not others. That I was just looking for what's in it for me and not what can I give to others. That's the unholiness. That's the evildoer part of me that I am afraid that God is going to simply say, "You see, this is what you've done. I do not know where you are from because you did not live in my image and likeness. You were not sacrificial. You were not compassionate. You were not loving. So depart from me because you've been prideful. Leave me because of all of the revenge you sought to do. Be gone because of your lust for power, for pleasure, for fame. You sought only greed, and you did not seek me," says God. That, my brothers and sisters, becomes my ultimate fear. That I would not see God then for all eternity. I would not be with my mother, my father. I would not be with the saints. And the answer then to overcome this fear comes from the very gospel itself. Just right before it, when Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. That is, persevere in the path of holiness. But even better yet, what is the narrow gate? Jesus. For he says in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. So what Jesus is saying in our very gospel today is that if you want to live, strive to enter into me. Be joined to me. And how beautiful it is whenever we can look upon a crucifix and the crucifix has that open wound right there on the side because his heart has been pierced. There is an opening now in that sacred heart. Though narrow it may be, we are invited to enter into it. To where we walk into that very heart. And before us is love. To our right is love. To our left is love. Behind us is love. We are surrounded by the love of God if we strive to enter into that very heart of Christ. If we seek to make that our home. If we make that the very place where we are from. Because when we dwell in the very heart of Jesus, when we allow that to become our home, it is thus then that we are surrounded by this love and there is no possibility of becoming an evildoer. For God is surrounding us and protecting us and bringing us closer to Himself. But how do I strive to enter in? There are many ways, but I just think of right now, this very weekend and the next couple of weekends, through our sign-up of our faith formation that we'll offer throughout this fall and spring. Maybe it's to sign up for a Bible study. Maybe it's to join Christ Life this year, to enter into that deeper relationship with Jesus. Maybe it's to do Walking with a Purpose for you ladies, or the men's study group for you gentlemen, to be able to say, I want to enter into that very heart of Christ. I want to be joined to Him. And maybe just simply signing up for the children's liturgy that will begin here in a couple of weeks. But to enter into that formation, to be able to learn more about that love of Christ that surrounds us as we enter into His sacred heart, as we strive to go through that narrow gate that is Jesus Himself. Because once with Jesus, especially through our prayers, especially in our Eucharistic adoration, our coming to this very Mass, our own reading of the Scriptures or the praying of the Rosary brings us into the heart of Jesus so that we may persevere in the path of holiness, so that we may make His heart our home. So He doesn't say to us, I do not know where you are from, but rather He knows that we are dwelling in Him. That we are not an evildoer, but rather one who has been sanctified by the blood of Christ. And my brothers and sisters, then, we do not fear the statement, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. Because if we are at home in the heart of Christ, we are at home with Him in the heavenly kingdom, to where we will hear the very words that we really long for. Come, my good and faithful servant, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.